Gemara in Berachot, Daf Chav Bet, has a long discussion on does a man or woman that becomes Tameh or Teme'ah have to go to the mikveh in order to learn Torah or to pray. Many opinions were said on that daf with different conditions in the different opinions. However, the conclusion was that Rav Nachman said the custom of the world is to follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, that Divrei Torah does not receive and is not susceptible to Tum'ah. And therefore, even if a person had a seminal emission or other types of Tum'ah, certainly one from the law would not have to go to the mikveh, and he may study. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. It should be pointed out a question on that opinion. How could Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera go against a takana of Ezra HaSofer? We know that Ezra HaSofer's Bet Din preceded Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, and therefore the rule is that a later Bet Din cannot undo the rule of an earlier Bet Din. So how does Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera have a right to override it? So the understanding the Mefarshim say is that when Hakamim make a takana, it's on the assumption that the Rov B'nei Yisrael, the majority of Israel, will be able to follow it. But it is never their intent that if the Gezerah becomes so difficult that the majority of Israel finds it hard to follow, so then the rabbis, as if it was built into the Gezerah, it does not apply. In the Yehuda ben Betera's time, he already said that we see the people, it's too difficult. And therefore, Rav Nachman said, Nahug Alma, the custom of the world already, as we see, they're not going to the mikveh. And therefore, if Ezra would have seen the masses of people that are having a difficult time following this law, he never would have made it from the inception. Maran in Shulchan Aruch Siman Pehet writes, and I quote, Kol ha-teme'in korim ba-torah ve-korim kiriyat shema o-mitpalelin. Chutz me-ba'al keri, שהוציאו עזרה מכל התמאים ואסרו בין בדברי תורה, בין בקריאת שמה ותפילה עד שיתבול, כדי שלא יהיו תלמידי החכמים מצויין עצם נשותיהן כתנגולים. The first Maran brings the original תקנה ועזרה סופר. ואחר כך ביטלו אותו תקנה והעמידו הדבר על הדין, שאף בעל קרי מותר בדברי תורה, בקריאת שמה ותפילה, בלא תבילה ובלא רחיצה תתשעת קבין וכן פשט המנהג. And that is the custom. However, it should be pointed out that the Gemara did write that somebody that's mahmir on himself to go to the mikveh before he prays or learns, מעריכין לו ימיו ושנותיו. The Gemara does say that it is a beracha of longevity and long life. Last but not least, there is an option. Halakha tells us from the Gemara that if one is unable to immerse himself in a mikveh, he can rely on the rule of Tish'a Kabin, which means if a person would have 3.5 gallons of water poured over him, that can be functional as a tahara. Therefore, if a person takes a shower in the morning and stands under the shower for a certain period of time where 3.5 gallons is not so much water, will fall on him, so he can be yotzeh tevila, and that is purity. So it's something to think about, he should have in mind also. Of course, these things preferably should have kavanah. So the next time he takes a shower before he prays, he should also think that he's going to serve as purity for the tefila, and then he can also fulfill takana of Ezra.